That was a little tribute to the Air Force. Our next guest, who will be coming up shortly, Catherine Moy. Just to give her a little background, I know you're all familiar with her, but there may be a few things about her that you're not aware of, and we're going to try to catch you up. And we will welcome her here shortly, and she is the executive director at MoveAmericaForward.org, where the bloggers at Move America Forward very adeptly and eloquently provide the positive news on the war against Islamofascism that, of course, our leftist government news media does not do. She is an award-winning journalist with 19 years of experience as an investigative reporter, author, and columnist, also business writer. She is an editor and has written for daily newspapers and weeklies and Human Events and World Net Daily. She's also been nominated for a Pulitzer. Well, you know how that goes with a conservative writer. Nominations is probably as close as we're going to see. In 2006, she co-authored, Kat Moy co-authored with Melanie Morgan, chairman of Move America Forward, the critically acclaimed book, American Mourning, a story of two families touched by war and torn by bullets, which tells the story of American heroism in Operation Iraqi Freedom, the story of two families and how they dealt so differently with their losses. And I believe we are pleased to welcome right now our guest, Kat Moy. Good evening.
Hi.
Kat.
Hi. How are you this evening?
Wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm just doing great.
Happy
to be with y'all.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. As we discussed earlier, I read your bio, and I only touched on it here for our audience because I could take two shows just reading it. I'm tired already.
Oh, no, you are not.
Not tired of it, just physically. I mean, it's long, and it's very deep. God bless you.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have a diverse background. I have been involved in politics.
Uh-oh.
And that's all right. Can you hear me?
Yes. I lost you for a sec, but you're good.
I heard you are now in the host queue. So
I don't know why that happened. We have many gremlins at Blog Talk Radio. We like to think it's the left.
I think it has to be. Everything that's wrong with this country and the world is from the left.
That's right. Well, we'll say Obama did it.
Yes.
Everything was George Bush's fault. Might as well be Obama's fault now.
Yeah, that's the way I see it now.
but
as
Go ahead.
I was saying, I do have a real diverse background. I've been a journalist for 20 years. That's what I do by trade. And that has led me to all types of things. And the thing that I'm most proud of now is, of course, being a mother and a wife. And running Move America Forward, which is the nation's largest grassroots pro-troop organization. And we ship lots of goodies from patriotic Americans to our forces around the world. We lobby for them if people threaten them or do and say things that are degrading or demeaning, libelous, slanderous, anything. We come after them, and we tell them that has got to stop. And we have lots of ground forces, lots and lots of members across the United States, and we have, you know, a very patriotic United States. You wouldn't think that right now because of who's at the head of the heap, I guess, but we really are a patriotic country.
You mentioned that the United States and the Air Force send supplies all around the world, both in our war efforts and humanitarian supplies, and that is right. Travis Air Force Base is your neighbor, and we'd like to talk about the importance of that, of Travis Air Force Base, which is why I played the Air Force theme, as you're
well,
welcome.
Thank you so much. I was born and raised here in Fairfield, California, which is home to Travis Air Force Base. Now, Travis Air Force Base is the largest air mobility organization in the Air Force. We are quick. We have the biggest planes, the C-5 Galaxies. We have C-17s Globemasters, three of their cargo planes. And we have really important the KC-10s, which are the extended refueler planes. And we have been key, Travis Air Force Base has been, in this war on terror or the war against radical jihadists, wherever they are. We were the first guys out when it came to bringing transport in. After 9/11, within 24 hours, we had transported 240 passengers and 120 tons of critical equipment for search and rescue at Ground Zero. And since then, of course, we've gone into Afghanistan. We were the first deployed KC-10s to refuel combat aircraft in the tribal areas of the Taliban, and that was on October 7th, 2001. As you can tell, I'm very, very proud of my Air Force out here at Travis. And I am a proud city council member of the city of Fairfield, and we do all we can to support our troops, not just here at Travis, but around the world.
It's hard for those of us who don't live in California, who don't live in the San Francisco area or around, and we're around Travis, how people in that area can behave differently than you do, given the impressiveness and the serious nature and responsibility of that facility.
Well, you know, I guess the very sad thing is that, you know, it is true that there are people who live in and around me, many of them, who are anti-military. One of those names that you would know very well is Cindy Sheehan. She came from the adjoining town to me. That's Vacaville, and is my sister's city. In fact, I wrote for that newspaper for many years. And Cindy came from there. And as we all know, Cindy was a bit of a train wreck when it comes to loving our military. She was just the opposite. And it was a sad, 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 sad thing to see. And it broke a lot of people's hearts around here. Her neighbors were flying flags as she was denigrating our troops, calling them murderers, and all of the other things that she said and done that have been so well publicized in the media around the world.
And I want to state for those listening that when she first horribly so lost her son,
yes,
you wrote a very sweet column,
yes,
appreciating her sorrow, and I hate to say it, but the other side doesn't react in kind usually.
No, in fact, she didn't. I wrote a very, I was very touched. Casey Sheehan was the first of our troops that we lost out of Solano County, which is the county in which we live, and first or second, but I think he was the second, but it was just beyond heartbreaking. I knew friends of the Sheehans, and I wept and wept, and we were in deep mourning around this area. And I wrote a column saying how very sorry I was. And I got a response from Mrs. Sheehan telling me that Casey was not my hero, that he was nobody's hero, that he was her son, and that, you know, I should stop using his name or writing about him. In fact, stop honoring him. And it was really stunning to me. It really hurt because I come from a long family of military men and women, and my uncle gave his life in World War II, and I have his Purple Heart from that day that he was, well, he didn't get it on that day, but later. And I'll tell you, I just have a deep, deep commitment to these people, and it hurt me.
Well, your father served in the Navy in Korea.
Yes,
and
he did.
Your uncle Jim in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned your sweet uncle that died.
Yes.
At the Battle of the Bulge.
Yes.
And then it's I don't have people that were lost
yeah.
at war. I had plenty of people in the military, but none that were lost. And when, but to look at it from that point of view and hear someone at Berkeley, I can't remember who it was, called Marines uninvited intruders.
It was the city council itself did that. They passed a resolution saying that the Marines who have a recruiting center there in Berkeley, and they still do to this day, God bless them, the city council there, of course, they're radical, and they passed a resolution saying that they were uninvited intruders, and they gave a free parking place and free permits to Code Pink, which is an outrageous, radical, anti-American group. And so we went down there, Move America Forward did, and protested them and brought thousands and thousands of our friends with us. And it was quite a day. And Code Pink no longer has a home in Berkeley or the next door city in which it had its home. They're gone now, but the Marines are still there.
Unfortunately, I've met the Code Pink types up close and personal,
I wish I could
say otherwise.
Right.
Wish I could have skipped that fond experience, that
yeah.
part of it, at any rate.
They're quite something to behold.
As I said in my prayer in the opening, it's hard to understand, or I touched on in the prayer at any rate, it's hard to understand how people can be so, to put it politely, insensitive to people that are protecting them.
Yeah, I think it's a mental disease. I do. I really do. I've been up with these people, toe to toe, I don't know how many times. And I have spoken with them. They have yelled at me. They have spit at me. I've seen them hit veterans. I've seen them run into veterans on skateboards, the younger radical types. I've seen them in all kinds of attack modes hurting people who are clearly veterans, who wear a shirt or a cap that says veteran, Korean vet, Vietnam vet. And I'll tell you, I just, it brings you right back to the horror stories of when I was a child at the time, Vietnam, and what happened there. I mean, Travis Air Force Base, we got a visit here from Jane Fonda and those crazies who came here. The newspaper that I used to work for, when I went to work for it, it still had bricks in its windows because the radicals would come and throw bricks through the windows of the Daily Republic in Fairfield during the Vietnam War. And I thought, there's no way am I standing for this. No way am I standing for this again. And, thousands and thousands, if not millions of other people have stood up and said the same thing, including you. And that's the lesson here. You can do something, and we use technology, we use our voices, we use the Constitution while they're stepping on it, that's what we're here for.
And I'm going off subject here, speaking of the Constitution.
Yes.
But I was astounded to see on Glenn Beck, and I'm sure you caught it, Steve Molsberg calls him Tax Cheat Timmy.
Oh. Mr. Geithner?
Yeah, yeah. Who was asked by a representative,
yes,
a very attractive woman who I do not know, what part of the Constitution allowed him to do what he proposed doing, which was taking over private companies. And he looked like he had an enema.
he didn't look very happy, did he? He asked a question, and you are so out of your league, and there's no answer to it. There's no answer to why they do these things that are unconstitutional. There's no answer. And you can talk all day long. You're still not going to come up with the answer because there isn't one.
And speaking of which, Freedom Radio and many other Internet Blog Talk Radio shows, from at least on the Heading Right channel, which is our conservative wing,
Sure.
Have supported over the last couple of years many, especially vets, running for the House of Representatives, because we understand the importance of the House of Representatives.
Amen.
And to that end, I understand that you're considering something important in that direction.
Yes. Yes, I actually have been heavily recruited to run in the 10th Congressional District here in California. It is in the Bay Area. It is now held by Congresswoman Ellen Tauscher, who is up for to be an undersecretary to Hillary Clinton, and that means that her seat will be open. This is an interesting district. It is does not have a majority of Republicans or Democrats, as far as, you know, one party having a heavy majority. In other words, anything over 50%. However, the Democrats do have a 19-point lead over the Republicans here. The person who looks like they have been anointed by the left is a fellow who is a state senator, and his name is Mark DeSaunier, and he's from Concord. And this, just so people know what we're looking at here, this is a fellow who's never seen a tax that he didn't love as much as probably his favorite dog. And he is just something else. In fact, he did something so radical. He's so upset with the state constitution in California, which doesn't allow taxes to be raised, certain taxes to be raised unless you have a two-thirds vote. He wants to have a state concurrent resolution is what he's asked for, and what it is a constitutional convention. And he wants our entire constitution to be looked at again.
Uh-huh.
The last time this has even happened was 1878. And this is the person that has been crowned, endorsed by Ellen Tauscher, endorsed by George Miller, who's another very, very liberal congressman from this area. And what they're saying is there is no way that a conservative person like me can win in that district. And I tell them, you're dead wrong. You're
they told Ronald Reagan that.
Are you there?
Yeah. Did you hear the tape again? Are you hearing the BTR?
I did, but I've gotten over it.
Yeah.
Little things like don't really bother me.
That's good. That's good.
But they're dead wrong about that. As I told a mainstream reporter the other day, do you think that when Governor Reagan ran in this state that people thought, oh, he's so conservative, he might as well just hang it up? And do you think they thought that the first time when he ran for president? And, of course, the second time they knew better than to question him. You know, you get back to basics. People live as conservatives. They conserve their own money, especially now when we're in a crisis that this Barack Obama has. I don't even know what to say about it. He has just ballooned it to a point where it's crippling us. And we were hurt coming into when he took office. And now I would say we're deep, we're hip deep, and we're going to drown if we don't stop it. And the only way to do that is with conservative people that say no to taxes. I've never raised one. I sit on the city council. I don't raise fees. I don't believe in it. I believe it hurts people. And this Democrat that they're running, he loves it. This guy, he voted not only to increase taxes on people who extract oil, you know, yes, our oil here on American soil. He wanted a 6% tax on that, and then he wanted another 2% tax on taxpayers who used oil. Imagine that. Do you know what oil is in everything? It's in our tires. It's in our makeup. Oil-based products. Now, people need to wake up.
Oh, I heard a wonderful thing. I often listen to Mark Levin on KPAM.
Oh, good.
And just because they have a good stream. And at any rate, her name is Gloria, Victoria Taft.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's her name. She comes on after him, and she has a commercial that says that whatever paper it was in Portland said that they were going to, they came out to outlaw plastic bags in Portland.
Yeah.
And her question was, what are you going to deliver your paper in? Seriously.
You, definitely, Portland, it's not the driest place in the world, is it now?
But it's standard, a typical mindset of liberals.
It is.
Of the left.
It is.
They can't wait to hurt themselves.
No, I'm wondering, I want these people to stop already wearing their makeup, okay? I want them to, the women who wear makeup, and, of course, on the left, the men who wear makeup. I want them to stop because that's oil-based. You know, I want them to stop using anything. Don't use any mayonnaise. I don't care if it comes from an all-natural store. If it's in a plastic bottle, you can't have it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These people don't get it.
I was washing my little car, and my little car, I'm telling you, is like the size of a roller skate. And I, you know, it takes one bucket to wash it and one to rinse it.
Sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, will I not be allowed to wash my car soon?
Probably. I mean, it's not really funny. These people have moved beyond the march of socialism. I mean, we're moving right toward communism, and people that don't understand that should go back and read, I would read all types of things, including something that scared me the other day, and that was I picked up Mein Kampf and read some of that. People ought to do that and see if any of that language reminds them of anything that they've been hearing out of a certain Barack Obama's mouth. And I'm not calling him Hitler, but I'm saying that his ideas and the way that he
are frighteningly, they're frighteningly close. Yeah. And we have one of our political junkies in the chat room asking if you're going to be able to, and they think it's a great idea that you tie, especially in California, the tax raising thing on your opponents. Because, A, it's true.
And, right.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, California, we're taxed. We're way up there. Our taxes are, we drown in them out here in California. They love taxes. Love them. They call them fees. I think in the morning when they wake up, they call them dear. You know, oh, dear. You know. really, yes, you have to go after these people where the truth is. And the truth is that they are taxing, they're stealing. They're stealing not only from us, they're stealing from our future. And they are buckling us to the point where China owns us. And, you know, they don't even want to give us any more. They don't even want to support us anymore. This is outrageous, and it is not the America I grew up in. These people are not only pro-tax everything, you know, they're anti-gun. They're, you know, anti the First Amendment, the fairness doctrine, whatever they want to call it, they're going to try it. Believe me, you, they will. And it goes on and on and on. And until we get people in there who are willing to stand up and tell them, I don't think so. This is not the America I grew up in. It is not the America Ronald Reagan talked about and lived and helped build. We're not going to let you tear it down. You've had your time. Get out.
I like that.
Yeah.
Get out. I like the get out part.
Me too.
We're talking earlier about the importance of Travis Air Force Base and that being in your district. And if you didn't have a patriotic or sensible bone in your body relative to national security, you would think you wouldn't want to shoot yourself in the foot relative to spending that is done by the military personnel in your area that supports business.
That's right. You know, Ellen Towser has been very smart about the way she treats Travis Air Force Base. Travis Air Force Base brings in about $1 billion, that's with a B, into the local economy. and that bleeds out into the surrounding counties. The 10th District includes several parts of several counties. It was actually built and gerrymandered for Democrats. That's not unusual, obviously, you know, across the country. And we're going to see these lines change after the census in 2010. But, yes, Travis Air Force Base is such a huge economic engine. And, you know, we need a lot more done here for this base to continue to grow with the technology, with the growth that happens around Travis by the city of Vacaville and the city that I sit on the city council of, and that's Fairfield. We're very careful about those things. As far as congressionally, you don't need to, one of the things that Ellen Tauscher has done is earmark things, which I disagree with. I think that if you want a new control tower for the Air Force out at Travis Air, carry the legislation and vote on it, up or down. Don't tag it onto something else. It's an honest expenditure. Do it, you know?
They don't want to be on record as being, they don't want to have any public discussion of, and be seen spending, so.
Yeah, well, too bad. You know, if you're spending on the right things, then that's okay. The problem with them is that they sit around, you know, gobbling down at the trough, and they do anything and say, look what I brought back to the district. Look what I brought back. And, you know, some of this stuff is just, I see it as a city council person. It's disgusting. I see some of this stuff.
I've noticed that your good friend Melanie Morgan is very excited about your potential candidacy.
She is.
And you can learn about that by going to katmoy.com.
Catherine
Moy.
Yeah, you know, you can go to katherinemoy.com, and you can go to melaniemorgan.com, and she really wants me to run for this thing. And, you know, it's interesting why the Republicans might want to shoot themselves in the foot. There are moderate people, moderate Republicans, who want to run for this race. And the mainstream media, of course, are getting behind them and saying, this is the person who could win. They're good people. I've met them, okay? But what I think is we're so far off to the left. We need a more than a little balance here. And it's going to take a rush of people who are conservative to get into office. And it's just that simple. And so, yes, Melanie Morgan, who is, yes, very, very conservative, and who has worked with me for years now, and she's, you know, my best friend. She has up on her website, melaniemorgan.com, she has a place where we would like people to go and sign up, and it's a recruit cat, you know, draft cat for Congress, and we want to see what kind of support we get. I understand that, as some of the people in the southern part of the 10th District like to say, well, she's really a nobody. Oh, really? You haven't talked to me then. You don't know me.
Who's a nobody?
Yeah, well, people say that about me, you know, because I'm just a city councilwoman. What they want are entrenched liberal politicians, entrenched in the way of pork, entrenched in the way of raising taxes, entrenched in the way of taking away our freedoms. That's enough. We've had enough. It is killing us. It's killing our country. So, you know,
I had a discussion with my producer earlier about this very same thing, that certain people that come in from the outside, Bobby Jindal's, Bobby Jindal's of the world, the Sarah Palin's of the world, the established Republican Party does not like them because they did not come out of their back pockets.
Well, that's true.
They've sort of got nothing on them, or they don't owe them anything.
I can't even play golf, so I don't sit on the golf course with them. So I guess I'm really far from the establishment. You might, you know, I am proud to stand with Bobby Jindal and and Sarah and Governor Sarah Palin. I come from the same kind of cloth. Just was born that way, I think. I don't know. I'm blessed.
That's what it is. It must be.
A blessing.
Well, we all know that conservative women are particularly hot as compared to otherwise.
Particularly hot. That's right.
I do not know why that is.
Well, you know.
But we'll just accept it as the reality that we just have to get used to.
Yes, we do. We'll live with it.
And speaking of which, my producer, Sergeant Tim, as you know, is apologizing in the background, asking me to apologize to you. If you get that recording again, it's because the producer's been drinking again.
Oh, okay.
It's all his fault,
Sergeant.
He's telling us. We have, when you look at who is in the state of California, mm-hmm. you're really going to be a target of some. I mean, as if you haven't been a target before, mm-hmm. I'm sure, for your pro-troops and
sure.
conservative stance. I can't imagine. It's going to get tougher.
Yes. You know, after 20 years of journalism, covering everything from the cop beat to investigative reporting, doing murders, sitting across from murderers and interviewing them, to talking to politicians and folks who aren't exactly on the up and up, I have pretty thick skin. you know, if somebody has something to say about me, I'd like it if they'd say it to my face so I could respond. I am no wilting daisy, and I think that what I do is stand up for the regular Joe, the regular person, you know, Joe the plumber. My family, I'm Hispanic. I'm I wasn't the first thing I said to you, of course, but I'm proud. My grandparents immigrated here legally. They were field workers, and they loved this country. And it was their sons, every one of them, who went into the armed services because they wanted them to give something back to this country that had given them enough to feed themselves. And it was one of their sons, my uncle, who gave his life in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, I learned early that, you know, this country gives so much, so much, and it's on the backs of those men and women who are in uniform, all of them, from the Revolutionary War all the way until now, those brave men and women over there. And there's nobody bothers me. If they want to talk to me about supporting the troops, about supporting lower taxes, about supporting freedom, and most of all, supporting the Constitution and God, well, if that's what they're going to come after me for, I'm glad to have it. I'm glad to have it. I'll take them on.
The left seems to think of the Constitution as some quaint, little old-fashioned, antique document.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are somehow wiser than our founding fathers.
Yeah, they think that, don't they?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
I'm going to play after you're off the air.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song that you will love, because if you're anything close to my age, you'll remember it. It's obscure, but you will remember it when you hear it.
Okay.
And it just fits Mr. Obama perfectly. It came
okay.
to me last week. I have to play this.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll love it. And then you'll be singing it all next
week. At least it's not first thing in the morning, and then I'm singing it all day long. You know, yeah, that's okay. I like that, too.
Don't you love how, speaking of using code language, and fees are taxes,
yeah.
or something else, don't you love spending is now investments?
Yes. You know, I thought that's very interesting. It's interesting because, you know, I bring it down to a much smaller level, which is where we should be focusing anyway, and the government needs to get off our backs. But that's in the family. Now, if I told my husband and my daughter at dinner tonight that, you know, it looks like, you know, we are having a little bit of trouble and, you know, we might be a little bit short to pay our bills, so I'm thinking of going out and buying us 3 new Mercedes because I'm going to get us out of this trouble by going out there and spending some more. You know, they would take me to the loony bin. And that's where these people belong who think that they can spend us out of a recession. It's not going to happen. And any of them that think so, they need to go to the loony bin.
Spending your way out of a recession. I know that when, as a younger person, before we were having children and all those fun things,
sure,
and very broke, I know that when we had no money, the first thing we thought we should do is borrow some and spend it and or give it away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, smart.
it makes so little sense. I'm sure you've seen the clip of the English Prime Minister.
I love it.
Isn't he great?
I love that. I want to memorize that speech just so I can, you know, let it blather out of me someday at somebody.
Well, that's one speech Joe Biden won't be stealing.
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't say half of those words. Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Oh no.
Well,
no.
Unfortunately, I'm sure this guy has a birth certificate, so.
Are you sure?
I don't know. We could ask him to show it, and when he refuses, then he can run.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. That's not a bad idea. So, I don't know. I just, you know, you sit here and you scratch your head and you say, how did this happen? You know, people are walking around. I have people, friends of mine, and I don't know how this happened, but they voted for Barack Obama, and now they're looking at me and saying, I am so sorry. And I say, well, you know what? We better pray to God, and I mean that. I mean that. We need to pray to God to help us out and let us see the light and the truth. And it is very basic. Go back to the Constitution. Go back to the family. Go back to lower taxes. Get these taxes off of us. It's killing us. We're drowning in it. And, you know, once again, we need to, all of us need to be thankful to every person who's ever served in the military, as a police officer, a firefighter, these people every single day. Just in Oakland the other day, we buried 4 police officers who were killed by a maniac.
Oh, I read about that.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just get very emotional about that. But it comes from people not caring, number one, about the family and not caring about the country, not caring about God, number one. And people are scared to say it, you know. I'm fighting just in the city of Fairfield. I'm fighting just so we can pray before our meetings. I've been told by my city attorney that it's unconstitutional. And I said, "Will you show me where that is? I want to see that."
Oh yeah, they know about the Constitution. Why don't we ask Nancy Pelosi about the Constitution? She'll explain it.
Now, just she knows about as much about the Constitution as she does our Catholic religion. I'm a Catholic, and she, she knows just about as much about that. And that's scary how little she knows about Catholicism.
And please repeat for us the name of your book, the name of your website, the name of the link where you can contribute to your exploratory committee's expenses, etc. Because believe it or not, we're just about out of time.
Oh my gosh! I was just warming up.
I know. Well, that just means you'll have to be back.
I will. I first want to tell you and all the Americans who are out there listening, God bless you. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for being a conservative. And that means that we are, you know, good people. I think, you know, we are the way America was built, and we can't give up. I know people get disheartened, and I want to tell people that there are a lot of people just like you out there, and we need to stand up, and we are, and more of us are going to do that, and we are going to have that shining city on the hill. And so I appreciate it, and I will say that, number one, you can go to melaniemorgan.com, and there is where you'll see that there's a link where you can sign up to see if you're interested in me looking at this congressional seat and trying to keep it away from the liberals.
Absolutely, everybody. Please go to Kath's multiple website. I did put several links on my web on the show page, and you can go there and encourage Kat to run for office. Hey, you don't know her, maybe? Could it hurt?
Right. Well, you know, you got to think, it can't get much worse, but I can promise much better. I can tell you that. If you're a conservative, then, you know, you'd be happy with me. And even liberals are telling me now that they're happy with me, and that kind of scares me sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, what? Why is that? Well, it's because I listen to them, you know? But Ronald Reagan did that, too. You can listen, and then you discuss it with them, and then you move on. So, anyway, and Catherine Moy, but that's with a C, .com. You can go there. That's my exploratory committee site. And, of course, we would love people to go to moveamericaforward.org or .com. And right now we're putting together Easter baskets, not really baskets because they go in boxes, that we're sending to our men and women in uniform in Iraq and Afghanistan and Gitmo even. We went to Gitmo over Christmas. I went down there. I'll have to come back and tell you about that.
Absolutely. Maybe a show if we can get the Colonel Kukulu back.
That would be great.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah.
And we really have to run, and forgive me, but it's just going too quickly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here, and turn your computer right on so you can hear the next little song and you can do your little dance to it.
Yes, I will.
I know you will. Thank you very much, Kat.
Thank you, Pat.
Kat Moy, for being here and everything you do, especially for our men and women in uniform. God bless you.
My honor. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.